Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with FFA South Central District Vice President Michaela McGill on showing animals at the 2018 Marion County Fair. All right, let's pretend I don't know anything about showing animals, all right? Walk me through getting ready for the day.
So, in order to start a project, you need to find an animal that you can work with. I usually pick mine based on their temperament. If they're calm and they have a nice demeanor, they're a lot easier to work with, and then you can kind of build them off their structure. Starting with feeding, you want to give them the correct amount of feed. If you're going into the market section of livestock, most species have a breeding and a market section. So for breeding, you're wanting a more structured bodied animal. Well, for market, you want something that's really deep bodied and can carry a lot of capacity in order to feed more and stuff like that. So with the market animals, you want to start out with a lower amount of feed to kind of get them used to eating and then build it up, add some more. We show cattle, so we add beet pulp and winning fill to help them gain more water and capacity within their stomach. And then hay will also help fill them up and help them to gain that weight. A lot of animals you can use trimming and like grooming to help them look better and more presentable. With cattle, a lot of people keep them in coolers, which are air-conditioned rooms, to help grow hair, and then they'll clip that hair and it can shape them to give them a deeper body or a thicker rib, help fix any flaws they may have in their structure, such as they're smaller in their hips or leaner throughout their sides, that help fix those flaws to kind of make them the best animal they can be. And what the judge is really looking for is based on balance, depth, and muscling. You want an animal that's muscular and can carry itself well, but it also needs to be deep-bodied so it can either produce livestock for the future or so it can feed the world. So you're wanting a big, deep-bodied animal. You also want correct structure. It needs to be structured right, thorough throughout its hips and through its shoulders, so it's big enough to carry itself.
All right, let's say it's show day. You're getting ready. What does that day look like for you?
We start off by rinsing our cattle, making sure they're clean. That way we can give them anything they need, such as clipping or grooming on them. We will rinse and then you shave their heads to kind of give them, makes their body look bigger so they're deeper and thicker throughout their front and their back. And then you level out the top line just to kind of show that they're balanced and that they're well structured. And then one of the cool things about cattle is it's kind of like a hair salon. You use adhesive and other types of practically hairsprays to shape their hair on their legs and throughout their rear end to make them look bigger and fuller and more stout. So it's really fun for me to be able to, you kind of create your animal how you want it to be, which is really interesting and fun. And then once that's done, you'll take them to the ring and walk them around. We use show sticks to set their feet up to make them look more balanced and proportional. And that's about how show day goes.
Does anybody ever give their cattle a mohawk or anything? Just try and wow the judges, maybe distract them or something?
I've never really seen anyone do anything that crazy, but I have seen, if you go to the Iowa State Fair, they do the Governor's Charity Steer Show, and they'll paint designs on the sides to represent different organizations and stuff like that. And this year, I'm donating my Angus steer to help benefit the University of Iowa's melanoma program. So I'm going to paint a cancer ribbon on the side of my Angus steer at the sale.
All right, that sounds great. So let's say I'm a young kid and I want to get involved in one of these shows here at the Marion County Fair. What's some of the best advice you could give them?
My first thing of advice is to get involved. Get involved in 4-H, or if you're in high school, FFA is another great program that really helps broaden leadership and gives them the opportunity to show livestock. My next thing of advice is work with your animals. We've had a couple years where we've brought some that weren't worked with enough, and it's a lot easier to accomplish what you want when the animal's comfortable with you and the people around it. So be ready to work with your animal and put time into being with it, and always be confident with your animal. Even if you're scared, you need to be able to control it and let it know that everything's okay.
All right, how's the 2018 Marion County Fair going for you?
It's going great. We've met a lot of friends and had a lot of new opportunities, and I'm excited to see how show day goes.
Thanks to Michaela McGill for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.